This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and National Security Advisor John Bolton have conflicting views about how serious a threat North Korea is. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman explains.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe hosted U.S. President Donald Trump for a round of golf on Sunday morning. Before heading to the course, Trump was on Twitter, putting himself at odds with his own national security advisor. In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in the capital. He told the crowd the road ahead will be difficult.
We are aware of the debilitating legacy of our past, nor the many difficulties of the present. To achieve the South Africa we want will demand, fellow South Africans, an extraordinary feat of human endeavor.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party, or ANC, clinched a 57.5 majority at the elections earlier this month. However, the ANC's majority was down from 62% in 2014, as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party due to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. This is VOA News.